And the spacecraft is now, we see our systems here show that they have gone to ring two. The reaction control system, the system looks quite good, it's operational. 200 pounds of propellant available in the system. It is a redundant system. A few of the events, as we plan to clock them here, the point of 400,000 foot point, which is that point when many of our events begin to happen. We call it the area of reaching some little small amount of atmosphere, is to occur at 146 hours, 46 minutes. The blackout period should begin about 25 seconds later. The maximum heating point would be 146 hours, 47 minutes, and which should occur at roughly 200,000 feet. And at this point, the roller coaster type ride that the spacecraft will take will bend slightly upward for approximately 40,000 to 50,000 feet, then level off and begin its last plunge back. But as it hits the first breaking point at 180,000 feet, the max G-force will be felt by the crew of 6.8 Gs. A second G spike of 4.2 will be noted about 4 or 5 minutes later. The total blackout we're predicting this morning is on the order of 3 minutes. But since we have very little experience re-entering at these velocities, we must caution you that those are only estimates.